I very affectionately call them the OG Six. There are six counties took a chance on this crazy idea of getting together and uplifting best practices in a nonpartisan manner. And here we are 3 years later. We are now in 133 jurisdictions, 35 states plus DC. Collectively, they administer elections for over 118 million Americans. And for those of you that do not like math, that's about approaching 40% of the US electorate. And we're just getting started.
The full and free exercise of our sacred right and duty to vote is more important in the long run than the personal hopes or ambitions of any candidate for any office in the land.
You're listening to High Turnout, Wide Margins, an insider's look at election administration hosted by Brianna Lennon and Eric Fay.
Welcome to another exciting episode of High Turnout, Wide Margins. My name is Brianna Lennon. I'm the county clerk for Boone County, Missouri. And with me is my co-host,
Eric Fay, Director of Elections in St. Louis County.
And today we're really excited to talk to
Carolina Lopez, Executive Director at the Partnership for Large Election Jurisdictions, Pledge for short.
So we are very excited to be at Pledge at this live convening in Fort Lauderdale. But first we want to ask about you and your story in elections. So how did you first get started in the election space?
My mom worked in Miami-Dade County. She was in HR, which meant that I became a little intern in the county when I was 15. I got matched up with elections. I got a job full-time at 18, going to school full-time and working full-time. And somewhere in there, I went from project management to somebody saying, well, you're a logistics girl. Do you want to come to the elections department and help us out? This was like circa 2006. And at the time, it was like, well, you know, you just have to be there a couple years. And then, you know, we'll try other departments, you know, water and sewer, public works. Little did I know then, back in that faithful 2006, that was going to change my life forever. And, you know, it's infectious, and this is a calling, and I would not want to be doing anything else but this.
So, I mean, what has stuck with you as you have been moving from your experience in Miami-Dade to now that has helped you inform, before we get into what pledges and all that kind of stuff? I'm just wondering, from your perspective, like, you clearly saw a need. What was it when you were in Miami-Dade that kind of gave you that impetus?
So one of the things that's really interesting is, you know, if you look at when Pledge was officially formed, it was the summer 2022. But if you ask when the concept of Pledge was formed, I had hoped and dreamed there was an organization, a nonpartisan organization, connecting similar counties with similar challenges in how, you know, we process voters more quickly. How can we be better communicators? And at the time, I just didn't know about it. And just to give you some context, 2011, the Florida legislature cut early voting from 14 days to 8 days, so virtually half, and the type of voting locations were restricted to, you know, very specific rooms like libraries or community centers or courthouses. And I don't know about you, but I haven't met a courthouse that has ample parking or ample square footage. So that, compounded with the longest ballot in history, we had six cards, 12 pages. So everything is in English, Spanish, and Haitian Creole in Miami-Dade County. Another consequential election at the presidential, state, and local level. And unfortunately, that resulted in 5.5 hour early voting wait times persistently during early voting. And I believe that when Obama's second term was called, we still had voters in line waiting to cast a ballot. And that hurt for so many reasons, because when you are saying, I need time to process, I need space to put voting equipment, this is a really long ballot, and you don't, you know, the cavalry is not able to meet your needs, and you don't meet the voter experience that voters are expecting, you're only as good as that last election that you did. And then comes the presidential election commissions of what happened in 2012, right? And so I remember during that time thinking, who could I have called? Who could we have called? Who was their counterpart in logistics? Who was their counterpart in outreach? Who was their counterpart? And when you're the largest county in a state, you are that to your peers. But then who do you go to? You know, now you have the election center. Now you have NACO. Now you have NCSL. Now you have Pledge and many other ways to connect. But not having that community was certainly heartfelt. And that's sort of what started this whole crazy idea of having a place where we connect with like-minded individuals in a nonpartisan way to figure out how we do elections better, faster, stronger.
So we know the Carolina origin story, at least the elections Carolina origin story. Tell us about actually getting Pledge off the ground. That seems, to me at least, like a very daunting task. So how'd you get this thing started, and how did you get it from where it started to where it is now?
So I left county government in 2017 and started working with nonpartisan advocacy groups. My biggest pet peeve at the time was when I had 20, 30 groups that wanted to meet with the elections office for a one-hour meeting a week before a presidential election. And each group would have a very different honey-do list, a list of 75 different things that they wanted us to do a week before a presidential election. And I remember thinking, okay, well, I'll take the meeting. I want to be respectful. I want to be a good partner. But you're setting me up for not being able to help you. Like, if you had come in earlier, if the 30 groups had coordinated and said, you know what we really need? What we need is a new early voting site in this location. And here's the data that supports why we think that this will best support our community. We could have delivered. They could have gone to win. We could have gone to win. The commissioners would have gone to win, right? And so I sort of did that for a few years, which was educating the election advocacy community of like, okay, what is most important to everyone? Does everyone need a separate one-hour meeting, or can you just meet as a team? And that worked really well in a number of states, regardless of party affiliation. And I saw that the election officials were like, huh, this is helpful. You know, do you want to do this quarterly? Do you want to do this monthly? So it was working both ways. You were getting better asks. You were getting data-driven requests. And you were getting more frequent communication. So there was partnership happening. And somewhere in there, the opportunity presented itself to connect election officials to each other. And so, you know, I very affectionately call them the OG6. There are six counties took a chance on this crazy idea of getting together and uplifting best practices in a nonpartisan manner. And here we are 3 years later. We are now in 133 jurisdictions, 35 states plus DC. Collectively, they administer elections for over 118 million Americans. And for those of you that do not like math, that's about approaching 40% of the U.S. electorate. And we're just getting started.
So can you, what are the six counties that started it out?
The original six. So you have Denver, City and County of Denver, Colorado. The one illustrious you have New Jersey, you have Durham, North Carolina, and Noah Prates, formerly with Cook County, Illinois, he's been not just like a fantastic friend and partner, but somebody who gets it. Like, being Cook County, being the second largest county in the country, like sort of helping us try to figure out, what does the community need? Like, let's not duplicate, let's be a value add. And most importantly, let's be partners to the groups that do this work. Like, let's, the Election Center has been incredibly kind. So have a myriad of number of other nonpartisan groups. But the OG6 in December 2022 turned into the OG20 3 months later to the OG, 100 at the end of 2023. So it's just such a running target. That's a joke in the office every day. Like, what's our numbers? Like, what's our stat line? And it's pretty fantastic. Recently, we just added, I want to say we've added 40 jurisdictions just this year. 40 jurisdictions, let that sink in.
So I think that's even more impressive when you mention the Election Center and NCSL and all these groups that already exist. The Pledge is doing something unique in serving a need, especially for large jurisdictions. But I know that there are some slightly smaller counties that have been joining as well because of, I think, the innovation in the community that Pledge provides. And I'm wondering where you see Pledge going 1-2 years from now, 10 years from now. What are you hoping to accomplish?
So one of the things that I, when people ask, well, what do you do? Like, what's your job? And I'm like, oh, I love playing Super Connector. My job is to connect, right? If somebody, and this just happened under a month ago, there was a county that had lost their voter registration vendor. And, you know, they're like, we need to have a voter registration system. That's sort of a thing we do every day. And within half an hour, we're like, okay, would it be helpful if we connected with 3 or 4 counties of similar size? And you can ask them questions. What equipment they went with? What are the pros? What are the cons? What was the RFP? Within 30 minutes, they had email introductions, and it was a warm transfer, right? We certainly don't tell, we don't recommend folks what they should buy. That is not my forte, right? But if you're asking who is a good partner, that's where we're here for. And in terms of partnerships, I mean, everyone's been fantastic. You know, Bipartisan Policy Center has a workforce work group. They invited us to that. The University of Rhode Island partners with us. We build publicly available, crowdsourced operational forecasting tools. So whether you have 500 voters or, you know, 5.6 million, these tools are adaptable. They're designed for the largest counties. But we build it and provide it available to everyone because election administration is so fluid. And in most, in every state, right, like, we all help each other out. It doesn't matter how many voters you have. We're all in this together. And that's our approach to resources, too.
Hi, I'm Brianna Lennon, County Clerk for Boone County, Missouri, and you are listening to High Turnout, Wide Margins, a podcast where we explore local election administration.
So, Carolina, in your role as Super Connector, we have some people up toward the front here during happy hour, which means they are the nerdiest of the nerds. Are there any up here that have worked with you and Pledge that have been on the steering committee that maybe you'd like to bring up to say a few words?
Absolutely. I'd first like to start with Zach Manifold. He is with Gwinnett County in Georgia, has been in elections in Ohio and Georgia. One of my favorite people to like discuss big ideas and operational, and also how to empower your team to make decisions, for leadership not to be the bottleneck, and how to prepare that next generation of leadership. I've never met someone who's a bigger cheerleader for his team than Zach. And the reason why I wanted to have him join is we worked last year on a series of media roundtables. And that sort of may or may not have been helpful for the 2024 election day that he had last November.
You know, I found Pledge, actually, I think it was like somebody that had gone to Los Angeles and the original like 20 people. I think there was a couple of Georgia people that had gone and I couldn't go and something was going on that week and they all came back and were like, oh my God, you gotta see this thing. And then I went to Minneapolis last year and it was like the first conference I've ever been at where it clicked and it was like, oh my God. I was like, every single person in this room does exactly what I do. And I've never been in that room before because it's like, you go to every state conference, you go to Election Center, I love Election Center, but it's like still 80% small to medium counties that like, I love them to death, but they just don't have the volume and do what we do. And so the work that, you know, going to Pledge and getting that experience, that comms experience, and you know, all year long, it was just this build of, I forget, we had like 50 countries or something like that come through. Like half of the interviews I did last year were international, and it was just great because every interview was just like a test to start, like, you just kept working in your talking points and you just kept throwing in different things and you would see how the response would go. And it was just like the ultimate kind of build and build and build. And then I got to election night and I was like, you know, I never even thought about it being live. Somebody was like, you know, that was live TV. And we're like, you know, like I had done so many interviews, it really didn't matter at that point. But yeah, it was a crazy year last year. It was a lot of fun.
You know, one of the things that it's really striking about Zach is, you know, LeBron James still practices every day, right? So if the greats are practicing their craft every single day, so must we. And again, like, this is something that you continue to, like, you're just such a natural, like, you feel super comfortable. It sets goodwill not just for Gwinnett, but for the Atlanta metro area, for the state.
Yeah, you know, when I got to Georgia 4 years ago now, it was bizarre to me because I arrived and it was like the 8 or 9 counties that make up the metro, like, nobody talked to each other. And it was this bizarre thing. I remember one of my first meetings that I had and somebody was like, and it was almost like they viewed each other as the competition or something. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, we're all in this together. Like, if they go down, we go down. This isn't going to work. Like, that whole competition thing that everybody had about, like, well, we do this, but they don't do that. And it was like, we're all going to do it. We're all going to do it well. And, you know, we started building as a region. We've been doing that for now at least, like, 2.5 years. Really great. You know, we just had a regional workshop with the 8 or 9 counties. We had, like, over 100 staff there. It was probably better than any state conference that we've done, and it was just our local region, and it was the counties. It was sort of like a mini pledge. It was like the people, what we do, talking to each other, and a lot of really great ideas shared back and forth, and that was the thing that had changed. I really do think, and I think it, you know, that's part of the downside. I know we had such a huge turnover, and I know it was rough, and we all kind of went through it, but the people that are in it now are a lot more, like, they're in it. They know what they signed up for, and they know that we all have to do it together. And, you know, Tate was from Virginia. I'm from Ohio. You know, Keisha's out there somewhere. She was also Virginia. And Nadine just taking over Fulton is just amazing. And so I think all four counties have grown so much in the last 4 years that I've been there. And I'll never forget, I think at one point, one of the national media interviewed me, like, a year into the job, and they're like, you know, you're the most senior election director in Atlanta Metro. And I'm like, well, holy crap, I'm only 11 months in. What do you mean? I was like, that's true. Everybody has left. But that was okay. Like, we started over, and we worked together, and we built. And, you know, that's my biggest worry is, like, it's always like, please don't blow it up. I go to a legislature, I'm like, please don't blow it up. Please don't make huge changes. Like, we are finally, we've got our feet. Like, we're finally starting, like, staff's getting there. They're learning things. Like, please don't make major changes that, like, throw us into this cycle again. But it's going well.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, Carolina. Who is next on the prices? I mean, the podcast here. Who's coming on down?
So I'd like to invite Kurt Barr, St. Charles County, Missouri, very far away from you. Kurt joined Pledge a couple years ago, and last year I think there was a tie between Kurt Barr and Catherine McMullen from Clackamas for perfect attendance. You came to every webinar, monthly webinar. You came to every communications work group. You joined me in media roundtables. You never say no. You always call with great suggestions on programming or ideas of conversations we should have with other folks of equal size or similar challenges.
So my county is adjacent to Eric's county, but I got to hear about Pledge in the first year from somebody who knew about it at our state association. And I frantically called and said, hey, it's coming up. I would love to be a participant in the Los Angeles Pledge. And, like, how can we make this happen? And you guys made magic happen. And so I was able to go to that. And it was an amazing event because, you know, there's only a handful in any state that have large election jurisdictions. And our needs and issues are different than our smaller counterparts. And, you know, state association is great, and, you know, getting to work with them is wonderful. But they don't, like, when we talk about how you're going to handle this, you know, my scale and scope is just so different than theirs that we just can't really share the best practices like we can when we get here, and everybody's dealing with hundreds of thousands or millions of voters and dealing with larger staff and dealing with, for the most part, being dedicated to elections as your primary task.
I also think that we could be better partners in state, and we could show up in a different way at our state conferences by connecting with other folks. Like today we heard not just from folks from other states, but from other countries, right? And so we all took copious notes, and when we go to the next state conference, you know, we bring that additional lens, that additional background. So I'd argue that our state associations might be happy that we're talking to each other, because then we are bringing fresh ideas to the table, right? Kurt, you and I were even joking about, like, taking roll call at state associations, right? Barcodes versus saying present. Like, it's just, we focus on the operational, we don't focus on the politics of it. It's just, how do we do things faster, better, stronger, transparent, right?
Right, and we work on best practices. What have you done? What have you innovated that works for you, and how can we use that? And sometimes it's interesting to see, hey, they do this. I would never do that because that seems too much work for me. But I'm glad to know how they do it, because it's easy to say, because our voters are like, well, we know it works in our area, but the other area, that's where the issues are. And it's so much easier when I can say, I know the directors in those jurisdictions. I have been to their facilities. I have talked to their staff. I have seen their passion for good elections. And I know that they are, you know, above board and that they are doing things well. Now, they have different states and different laws. And you may have an issue with their state policy, but that's for their state legislature. It's not on the election authorities. And getting to meet with other jurisdictions across the country in red and blue states has opened my eyes and allowed me to defend, you know, my colleagues in other areas and say, no, they are doing, you know, a good job. I have seen their operations, I have seen their passion, and I know that they care about the voters.
And speaking of Super Connector, one of the reasons why I brought Kurt up here was he was very kind to invite me to a tele-town hall that you did. And so earlier today, we did a tabletop exercise of, like, what happens if infrastructure fails, right? You have a hurricane or something happens, and you have no Wi-Fi. You have to go analog. And it just struck me that maybe knowing about a tele-town hall, reaching out to your community, might be a great way to keep trust in elections. You briefing them on, here's what's happening, here's how it impacts you, here's when I will be back, and we got your back. And would you be willing to share a little bit about what that process was like?
Yeah, so we call it proactive engagement. And we started it after redistricting because we had a significant change in our polling places. There was a lot of voters going to new locations, and our precinct numbers had also changed. And so we wanted to make sure people understood where to go on election day to their polling place and understand about this change. And so we did the telephone town hall as well as other media to communicate that to people. And so we did first a robocall. Hey, I'm Kurt Barr, I'm Director of Elections. I'm going to be calling you, you know, tomorrow at this time to talk about this. If you want to participate, either stay on the line or press this number, right? But we also said, we're going to talk about the changes in your polling locations. And then we talked about that. And then we also gave the voters opportunity to ask questions. And we had like a moderator, and we lasted for 60 minutes, and then we ended. Then the next election, there was another change, another thing that we wanted to update. And so each election, there was like a topic, like, hey, I want to highlight this thing, whether it's a change, another early voting location, or whatever the thing was. And we made sure that they knew about that. And then we answered questions about the election afterwards. And our engagement was not as great as I would have liked. I would have loved for everybody in the county to have gotten on the phone with me. But you know, because we could do that message and just say, we're talking about this one issue, we were able to make sure that they knew, hey, this is the next thing that they need to be aware of, so that they can then go to our website or look into it if it was something that they were concerned about. And so we were able to use not only the telephone town hall, but the message beforehand to educate voters.
So I think we're bumping up against time here, it looks like.
Are we? Okay.
Yep. So, Carolina, any closing thoughts you want to leave us with up here, or anything that we should have asked you that we didn't?
I'm still thinking about the question that Brianna asked, like, what does it look like in the next year or two or 10 or 20? And I keep going back to sort of like our mission, right, which is when these large election offices succeed, so does the rest of the country, because they set the tone, right? And when Miami-Dade had, you know, national coverage in 2000, or pick any county, any year, any time, any place, it could be easy to lose trust, right? So what I hope in the coming years, it's more collaboration, more conversations, more workshops, more conferences, more tours of each other's offices, more converting ideas of what we want to do. I want to do a podcast in Georgia to checking off that box. I want to go visit this elections office, checking off that box. I want to partner with you on building this new tool with this university, checking off that box, putting it online so everybody can use it, fine-tuning our craft. Because, you know, what we learned today was, and we had individuals, not just in elections, we learned globally, but also from other industries, which is the world does not stop and neither should our innovation. The world does not stop, neither does technology. And that's the future. So, you know, as long as I live and breathe, we will continue connecting, we will continue modernizing, we will continue fine-tuning and having these amazing conversations and listening to you guys doing this for another 10, 20, 30, 50 years. So there's that.
Thank you. I think thank you for letting us have this opportunity to be able to commandeer the stage and have these conversations. Speaking as not a large jurisdiction, it really is important. I think what you said really strikes a chord that, you know, in Missouri, the St. Louis counties and the St. Charles have to succeed for all of us to succeed. And while I think a lot of small jurisdictions might not want to admit that, it is true. It is true. And I appreciate the work that you do every day to make sure that that happens.
Right back at you both. Thanks for helping us tell our story.
Thanks, Carolina. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to High Turnout, Wide Margins, a podcast that explores local elections administration. I'm your host, Brianna Lennon, alongside Eric Fay. A big thanks to KBIA and the Election Center for making this podcast possible. Our managing editor is Rebecca Smith. Managing producer is Aaron Hay. Our associate producer is Katie Quinn, and our digital producer is Mark Johnson. This has been High Turnout, Wide Margins. Thanks for listening.